This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The latest economic data out of China show a continued slowdown there. New numbers on factory output and retail sales came in below expectations this morning. And we've got the BBC's Juliana Liu with us from Hong Kong with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is new exactly in today's numbers?
Well, I think investors and China watchers globally were looking to see if there were any signs of an economic rebound. And they didn't really get signs of that. Industrial production actually fell. They were supposed to have risen. Retail sales also fell from the previous period. So really, the only good news came from inflation. Prices were lower, which is good for the Chinese consumer. But otherwise, the good news that a lot of people were looking for didn't show up.
Now, before the Chinese government was hoping for growth, they were trying to slow down the economy. So do they think that they went too far down that road?
It looks like it may have already gone that way. You know, China is an enormous country with a lot of regional variation. But one economist based in Tsinghua University, Patrick Shivanik, says that in some areas he thinks that growth for the whole year might only be 4 to 5%, that in fact these official numbers don't actually reflect the extent of the slowdown. I think the picture's clearer if you look at corporate earnings. For example, Cathay Pacific, based here in Hong Kong, the world's biggest carrier of air cargo, they made a massive loss in the first 6 months of the year. So I think the worry right now is that definitely, as you say, the slowdown might have been overdone.
The BBC's Juliana Liu in Hong Kong. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.